stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And so we're kind of going to an every 2 weeks kind of schedule at this point, just because we're all kind of in a holding pattern. But we do have some news this week, so we wanted to jump on and do a podcast for you guys. One, because we love it and we miss it. And two, it's entertainment while you're quarantining at home and social distancing. So let's jump right in. Governor of Florida announced his plan, phase one of reopening Florida the other day, and it starts on Monday, May 4th. However, parks are not included, and I didn't anticipate parks being included in phase one. So we still have some time before parks will be opening. However, there is a task force, the Orange County Task Force, that issued recommendations when and if the parks are able to start opening. And there are some interesting guidelines that they're suggesting.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a tough little ride here.
As I'm looking through some of these suggested guidelines, I feel like we're going to be on a cruise ship, but on land a little bit. Washy washy. So some of the recommendations and mandates for large theme parks, such as Disney, Universal, SeaWorld, are, and I'm getting this according to WESH 2 in Orlando. All employees must wear face masks. Touchless hand sanitizer must be stationed at each ticketing entry turnstile. Touchless hand sanitizer at each attraction entrance and exit. Temperature checks for staff prior to shift, and those with temperatures over 100.4 will not be allowed to enter premises. All employees with flu-like symptoms will be advised to stay home. Wipe down all railings and surfaces after every use. Phase one would be opening at 50% capacity, and phase two would be opening at 75% capacity.
So this is like, I see something like this being crazy at the entrance of the parks,
right?
Because not only are people going to want to try to get in the parks, but there's going to be long lines to get in,
right?
Because they're like, oh, I need to get in, because then the 50% capacity is right. Going to reach before I'm able to then go to my favorite theme park, and that's going to be a little scary at first, because they're going to try to avoid the big crowds, but you're standing in line very close to people.
Well, and that's kind of, there's some guidelines for large theme parks, like tape markings 6 feet apart in attraction queues. So right. I would assume that would be also at the turnstiles. Staff to regularly wipe down surfaces at random. And during phase one and two, staff 65 years or older are encouraged to stay home. You know, it's so funny because, like, when you're in line for, say, the monorail or in line to get in the parks, they're always like, all right, get close, you know, close up any free available space in front of you to make room for everybody kind of thing. And that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. You know, like when you go to like the rock and roller coaster.
Yeah.
Please. When you get to right before the room.
Yeah.
To see Aerosmith, they're like, if the people in front of you aren't moving, take their space. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not going to be a thing anymore. So, interesting for those, you know, recommendations. They've also separated of Florida's smaller theme parks like Gatorland and Fun Spot into a second category with different guidelines and recommendations. But, you know, who's to, like, these are just recommendations that were released. Who's to say that these won't be updated as we maybe get a date of when we could see parks opening? But, I mean, it's a good kind of outline of what theme park life would be like when they do reopen. But I'm curious to see how many people will actually flock to the parks as soon as they open. Like,
I think more than you'll think.
Do you? Because I'm
do
like,
think.
I'm kind of like, yeah, maybe wait till phase two or, you know, they're fully open before I go to a park. And I love the parks, but it'll be, because one, you know, it's like, oh, well, if it's only at 50% capacity, what if I get there at 10 a.m. and I can't get in? And I, you know, we're in Tampa, we're not like down the street. So it'll be interesting.
Right. And I mean, I see it. There's a lot of speculation going out about what's going to happen. Are the parks going to open this year at all? Right. I wouldn't believe anything. I'm like telling you as a listener, like, don't believe anything, everything you hear. Don't believe everything you read, because this is, I wouldn't take anything verbatim unless mm-hmm. one of the theme parks say we're opening.
Exactly.
Or we are not opening, because honestly, there's some analysts that are saying parks are going to open in June. And then there's some analysts are saying they're not going to open until a vaccine for COVID-19 is available. So I just wouldn't believe anything until the government /Disney tells you.
Right. Yeah. I would not, if it's not on the theme park website, I wouldn't believe it. And, you know, they've also got to follow kind of what the governor is saying, too. So they're kind of at the, you know, we're all kind of at the mercy to see how phase one of this Florida reopening plan goes. Because they'll be monitoring, you know, how, you know, if there is a spike, if people are, you know, hospital bed capacity goes up or what. They'll be monitoring all of that once they do start this reopening phase one to see how quickly and when we can move on to phase two. So, you know, we're all just kind of sitting and waiting, but they're getting plans in place for when they do get the go ahead. And, you know, hey, they may be told, you know, in a week, you know, you can open, and they want to be ready. So, you know, I'm sure all these parks and their employees are working hard to get them set up for, you know, trying to get back to some sort of normalcy and, you know, getting people back to work. Because, I mean, I don't know of a time ever when parks like this have been closed this long.
No, never.
So, you know. And I'm sure people are ready to, you know, there's some people, I'm sure if I lived within 10 miles of Disney, I would probably be going to Disney when they opened. You know, I did see somebody online mention that they feel like only people in Florida should be allowed in the parks during the first couple phases. Not really sure how many people are going to be traveling to come to the parks, but who knows? I mean, I'm glad I don't have to make the decisions. I can just talk about them.
Yeah, I don't know. The amount of people that are going to open beaches, I can only imagine that people are going to be flocking to come to Disney, whether it is people from Florida or people driving in all the way from, I don't know, Oklahoma. You know?
Yeah.
I could see people getting in their car, because I had a friend that flew from Florida to another state, and they gave her a printed paper saying that she has to sign it.
Oh, wow.
And she has to make sure she follows the guidelines, and that someone might be coming to check on her to make sure she doesn't leave.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how long they're going to leave for the 14 days you're supposed to be in quarantine. But I don't think people are going to be flocking to the airports, but no, maybe get in their car.
Yeah, get in their cars.
I mean, I don't know. It's like crazy what's going on right now. Like, no one would have imagined.
Right. This. Yeah. No, it's insane. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens automatically extending memberships and annual passes. And on our outline, it says, for the length of time in which the parks remain closed. So that's a nice little perk that they're doing for their pass holders.
Right. So especially those who paid in full, they want to know that they could then be extended. But now I have a question. This is just an up in the air question. I have no idea what the answer is. But when the parks reopen, if they have 50% capacity.
Yeah.
Would they then still try to extend those annual passes? Because your probability of getting in the park, especially if they're going to be packed with the 50%.
Yeah.
I don't, that's just very,
That's a good question.
Interesting to me.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm sure they're trying to hash that out. And again, I'm glad I don't have to come up with the answer. But it's a very, you know, it's a good question. I'm sure a lot of pass holders are going to have.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You want to go over the construction delay that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. So before, in one of the other episodes that we had, we talked about how Epic Universe was continuing construction. Well, now they've announced that they've delayed. Comcast has announced that they're delaying construction for right now. And we don't know. Will it delay the opening?
Yeah.
That's the big question. If they're delaying construction, I think it depends on how long the construction is going to be delayed for and what is being delayed with the construction, because it could make a big difference or it can make a little difference. They could probably make that time up just depending on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's timelines, not even the theme parks, are just being moved.
Yeah, absolutely. So just keep up, you know, keep checking Universal's website for information on that.
Right.
If they're going to have to move the opening back or up, or if they're able to make up that lost time. Also some things to note, there is going to be a second edition of the Disney Sing-Along. No artists have been announced yet, but it will be on May 10th at 7 p.m.
I'm excited to see who's going to be at this one, because the first one had a lot of stars.
Yeah, the first one was really cool. I thought it was really fun. And they even had
Beyonce.
Like, I know. And they even had like the bouncing, you know, lyrics at the bottom.
Right.
That was fun. And then you texted me this and you're like, you called it. Face masks are for sale at Walt Disney World on their website?
Yeah, on the Shop Disney.
I haven't even had a chance to like take a look at some of them. But you know, it's so funny because I was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers website and I noticed they had face masks for sale too. Oh my gosh. They have a Baby Yoda one.
They do. They have Pixar, like Toy Story 4 ones with Forky on it. They have really cute ones that I was like, ooh, I should maybe order these. It's the faces of the characters, like Mickey Mouse. You could see his mouth and the nose.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
I'm like, that's so cute because you could still look like you're smiling underneath your mask. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Like, and they're all for pre-order right now. And they have a sizing mask guide. Wow. And they come, it looks like four in a pack for about $20 plus shipping and handling and tax and all that. Wow, they got so many different options. It's so crazy to me to think that we may be coordinating our outfits by what face mask we need to wear.
Right? You would think that, you know, earrings, headbands and stuff like that.
Now face mask. Like, I feel like I need...
Now another accessory to add.
I just have a plain black face mask. I feel like I need to, like, bedazzle it a little bit to give it some...
Oh my god, wait. You just have a black one. I should deliver you.
Oh.
Or send you or whatever. My grandmother made a Star Wars one.
Of course she did.
Like, I have a Beauty and the Beast one I could give you.
Oh my... Well... Hold on to it for now. Thank you. But
no, absolutely. I'm just saying, like, if we go back to work and we have to wear face masks,
I will probably be wearing a Beauty and the Beast face mask then. But,
yeah, she has a lot of extras. I'm like,
damn. That's awesome. I love your grandmother. She's awesome.
now the whole world knows that my grandmother is
an amazing seamstress.
Awesome. She's just bored.
Yeah. She's an amazing seamstress. You're going to start seeing people making trendy, fashionable face masks, function and fashion all in one. So you told me about this. that the NBA may be finishing their season at Walt Disney World?
Yes. So I had found that out yesterday that it's in talks that, yeah, the NBA might continue their season. I don't know the logistics to it. I just know that they do have facilities at ESPN Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, they have all those basketball courts.
They do. They do. And that's where they do not at the basketball courts, but in the field, they have done the the NFL
All-Star
weekend.
Like training.
Yeah. So they don't do the game there, but they do a skills competition.
Right. Interesting. I wish.
And the Braves have their spring training there. So, I mean, it's a cool place, and they said it's probably the safest. And I could honestly see them putting all the players at one of the resorts. And Brooke Lopez is actually an NBA player for the Bucks. And he is a huge Disney fan. Fun tidbit there. I've actually seen him at the parks with his brother. He is also an NBA player for the Bucks. And I've seen them at Disney, like, I want to say, like, 3 to 5 times. So, and I've also seen Brooke Lopez at D23.
Oh, wow.
Expo. So, he's a huge Disney fan. So, he tweeted about it. And he was saying that, oh, he calls the King Kamehameha suite at Polynesian. I was like, the fact that he knows the suite names
is awesome. That's so great.
So, I could see, they haven't made it official. He was just joking about it, about they taking a hotel over,
right?
Pretty much.
No, I mean,
and maybe even bringing back staff to help out with this. Imagine seeing NBA stars just walking willy nilly all around.
Yeah, I mean, like their homes, you know.
They would have to make it their homes because they'd have to be quarantined together to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thought, an idea. It'll be interesting to see if the NBA and Disney move forward with it. I wish they had a whole bunch of hockey rinks that they could use too.
They made it. Someone made a joke on Twitter yesterday saying that, oh, is the NHL going to be playing at Universal?
That's funny. It's
like, well, Universal does not have the
equipment
for that, but
unfortunately, that's a little bit more in-depth equipment. You got to freeze some water for the NHL to be able to play. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see if that's how they are able to bring, you know, some kind of sports back. Like, I know for me, I'm a huge sports fan, and I am like, I can't watch reruns of games. Like, I can't get into it. But the Last Dance ESPN documentary about the Bulls last season with Michael Jordan has been filling that void for me at least once a week. So if you haven't,
the Last Dance
documentary, it's so good. So if you're not watching it or haven't heard of it, it's on ESPN on Sunday nights,
if you watch it on ESPN, just ESPN, it's like MS.
Yes, it's like they
do say curse words.
They do not edit, but it's really cool.
But ESPN2 has
the edited version. Yes,
edited version. Yes. Right? Okay.
So it's really interesting. It's really cool. I'm glad they're showing it, and it'll be interesting to see what the NBA and Disney decide for the rest of the season.
Right. You might see all the, like I said, all the NBA stars, LeBron just walking around.
But
one of the resorts.
Yeah, but I'm guessing, you know, to me, I would just have to think that if they're going to put all the players in one or two resorts and have them play at Wide World of Sports, it'll be locked down. Like, it'll just be.
Oh, no. Yeah, you will not be able to go in there. No, I'm talking about as in, like, the people working at the resorts be like, what is, like, I can't believe
I'm changing King James.
This is like never.
Yeah. I'm changing King James's sheets in his room and bringing him room service.
Right.
And
And I'm sure they'll be all like, I'm sure the players will be all over social media sharing their experiences. So it will be crazy to see if it happens and how it will happen this has never happened ever. So
it'll be really interesting to see. All right. So I kind of told what I've been watching.
Last Dance, which I've been avoiding The Last Dance. I'm not a huge sports person. So my fiance has been watching it, and I just go upstairs and I watch something else. So, yeah, but it does seem interesting. It is interesting.
What are you watching then?
I'm still watching Ozark. I'm taking my time on it because I don't like to watch a lot of things at one time because my mind goes everywhere. And I'll fall asleep. it happens. And I'm also watching, mixed in with comedy, which is Middleditch and Schwartz, which is Thomas Middleditch, who's from, I think, Silicon Valley. And then Ben Schwartz, who, he's a voice actor and a comedian. He was on, I believe, was it Parks and Rec?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with them.
So he's also the voice of Sonic in the new live action.
That's where because I saw this. I think it's on Netflix, right? I saw it pop up.
And so it's an improv. Yeah. It's just the two of them doing improv.
Very cool.
I love it, which I am obsessed with improv. And actually, before all this coronavirus stuff was happening, I was scheduled to be in a class this summer to be improv. So I was like, dang it, but it's okay. Those classes will probably still be going on later. But yeah, Ben Schwartz, I'm looking up him now to see what show he was on. But yeah, so the two of them are comedians and they're very skilled. And I highly recommend it if you like comedy, if you like stand-up, but on the spot. This is all made up on the spot. This is not some set that's remembered.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. That sounds fun. Sounds different and fun. Right.
And he has a lot. They have a live audience.
Oh, wow.
And they, when each episode, there's only three episodes of this, the first season, they say. I don't know if they'll make any other seasons. It looks like it's just a special. Mm-hmm. But it's three episodes. And the beginning of each episode, they ask people in the audience, do they have something special coming up in their lives? And an audience member answers them. Ben and Thomas, they question them all about it. And then they do. Excuse me. They do the improv based on what the audience had.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very funny. Highly
recommend. Oh, and I want to mention too, the new platform Quibi was launched a couple weeks ago, and I watched a couple episodes of the new show on there called Cup of Joe. And I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers, and he kind of take some time out, I guess, while he was on the tour to explore cities like Amsterdam and some other cities and do some cultural things native to that area. And he has special guests on, and they're like 6-minute episodes and they're super fun. So if you're kind of like, what's on Quibi? What should I watch? It's brand new. Like, that was kind of fun and interesting, and they're really short episodes and they're meant to be watched on your phone. So they're shot for that. So it's kind of fun. Something else to check out.
That's cool. I haven't checked out Quibi yet, but I probably will have.
Yeah. All right, Michaela, anything else you want to add before we go?
No, but I hope everyone's staying safe and following the guidelines, and hopefully everything will start getting better soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you next time on Theme Parks and Rec.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.